Okay, today's Daf Pei He. We're on Daf Pei He, on the first word of Daf Pei He, but we have to go back. We're not going to go back inside, we'll go back outside. So, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav made a statement. The statement was that a female Kohen, there's no Isser for a female Kohen, a Kohenes, to marry a Chalal. There's no Isser. The reverse, there is an Isser. There's an Isser for a Kohen to marry a Chalalah. Rabbi Yehuda made a statement, there's no Isser for a Kohenes to marry a Chalal. That's perfectly acceptable. How did he know that? So he said, the Pasuk said, because it said in the Mishnah, what did it say in the Mishnah? It said that a Chalal can marry a Kshera. What does a Kshera mean? We thought it must mean a Kohenes, and she's allowed to marry a Chalal. The Mishnah said it. So he said, no, it didn't mean that. That's not what a Kshera meant. The Kshera didn't mean that. And we went back and forth and back and forth. And then we said, it said that no, we needed it to say, then the Pasuk says, lo yikachu, twice. In the Pasuk about a Gerusha marrying, that he's not allowed to marry a Kohen. It says the word lo yikachu, the king of married. But it says it twice in that Pasuk. And we said once that the woman can't do it, and once that the man can't do it. So the Gemara said, that's not that limit for that, because men and women are the same in every issue of the Torah. There's no differences between them. So the Gemara said, no, that's only when there's a lav that's there's the bottom line there. Imeahi, if I would have had that source, what source? That men and women are always the same. Havamin a lav shava bakol. That's only by a lav that applies to everybody. Aval lav she'ein shava lakol. But if a lav doesn't apply to everybody, like what? Like the issues of Zona, Chalala, they don't apply to Kahanim. Lo, I would have said that men and women are not equal. Therefore, the Torah had to tell me, Lo Yikachu, that a woman is not allowed to, and it's a Kasha on Rav. That's where we left off. Okay?
She's not allowed to because of what reason?
What?
Because of the Pasuk?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in other words, she's not allowed to marry Kohen Zahal.
Correct. He said that she is, and then we have a Kasha. What do you mean? It says Lo Yikachu twice. You want to tell me that we already know that they're both. I'm sorry. It's not a Kasha Rav. It's a supporter Rav. The Torah said Lo Yikachu twice, right? So the Gemara said that doesn't mean that she's not allowed to marry a Cholol. She is allowed to marry a Cholol. She is. It says Lo Yikachu twice. That's just to teach you that every Isser that applies to a man applies to a woman. But can a man eat treif? No. Can a woman eat treif? No. Can a man marry this one? Can a woman marry? No. Not all the same. So the Gemara said, we know that already. It says, Isha Isha, right? Kiyasu Mikal Chatos Adam. We know that already. So the Gemara said, yeah, we only know that by regular halachas. How do you know it even applies by special halachas that only apply to Kahanim? That's why it says Lo Yikachu twice. So, for example, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. Right. What if he does? He gets an Avera. What about the Almana? She also gets an Avera. Same Avera. Why? Because everything that applies to a man applies to a woman. Even over here. Right? However, a Kohenes marrying a Chalal is Mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav. Even though a Kohen can't marry a Chalala. Now what if a Kohen marries a Chalala? Is that an Avera? Yeah. Is it an Avera on the Kohen? Yeah. Is it an Avera on the Chalala? Yeah. It's an Avera on both. However, in this new case of a Kohenes marrying a Chalal, that's not an Avera. That's Mutter.
We didn't get an answer yesterday. What happens if he does?
Right. Right. We didn't get an answer for that. Now the Gemara says, now a slight tangent. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. Vare tuma, but tuma, delav she'ein shava bakal. Tuma doesn't apply to everybody. Now, tuma applies to everybody. However, no, but there are different rules for kahana than for regular people. Right? They have different restrictions when they're talking that we don't have. Vitaima, the cause of rahmana, b'nei aron, v'lo b'nos aron. And it says, b'nei aron, not b'nos aron. In other words, it's not true. Even this is a din that doesn't apply to everybody, only applies to Kahanim, and it only applies to the men. Right? There's no issue for a Kohen that's not to come tummy. There's no Isser. There's no issue. Halav hachi, if not for this diuk or this limud of bnei Aaron and not bnos Aaron, hava mina, I would have thought nashim chayavos. We're in a chayav in the same roof, the same umbrella of tuma applies to women as also. My time a wife. Lav mishum Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Isn't it because of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav that what? That isha isha are the same in everything. Meaning what? Why don't we need a special pasuk to teach me that lo yikachu, that men and women are the same, even when there's special dinim by kahanim? By tumah it's not true. You don't need special libudim. So the Gemara says, no, lo. The Gemara mi lo yikachu, they actually learn it out from lo yikachu. Right? They actually, how do you know that men and women don't have the same halachas? From lo yikachu, Rashi says, klomar, the last word line, me isha isha lo nafkalon, ela lav hashava bakol. Eina chanami. From isha isha, what's isha isha? Isha isha, any man or woman, that, what does the pasuk say? Any person, any man, any woman doesn't have Eira. From there, you only learn halachas that apply to everybody. Vaha, itzich lamute v'lo b'nos Aaron. How come over here I need a special miut, not the daughters of Aaron? There's no iser of tuma by women, kahanim. Mishum, di'i lo mamtinan, if not for that miut, havi gamrinan mi lo yikachu. I would have learned it out from lo yikachu. That what? The chayev l'nashim alav she'en shavalakol. In other words, it said lo yikachu. What does lo yikachu mean? That a man can't marry a gerusha. A kohen can't marry a gerusha. Lo yikachu, don't take such wife. But it said lo yikachu in the pasuk twice. Why say twice? One, that a man can't marry a gerusha. A kohen can't marry a gerusha. And two, that a gerusha can't marry a kohen. Ah, we know men and women are the same in everything. Yeah, but that's only if it's not a lav hashav alakol. But if it's a lav that's not shav alakol, maybe they're not the same taka. Lo yikachu twice. Ah, what about betuma? You're right. The same lo yikachu. It says b'nos Aaron, and if it wouldn't have said b'nos Aaron, I would have thought women taka the kahana is taka chayiv in tuma. Why lo yikachu twice? Wow. Ikid the amri kicha istra chalei. Others say it was necessary for the Torah to say kicha twice, lo yikachu twice. So I would have thought ligmar tuma that you should learn tuma that same exact thing, that tuma doesn't apply to women, that tuma applies to women. Kamash milan, it doesn't. Did I say that right? Right? No, I said that wrong. I said totally wrong. Ikad yami kicha istra chalei. It was necessary for the Torah to say lo yikachu. Sagat at the chemina, I would have thought ligmar mituma, learn it out from tuma. What do you mean learn it out from tuma? That what? That just like a kohenes is not under the umbrella of tuma. Just like she's not, so too, she should not be under the umbrella of what?
Like any of the other men.
Like any of the other men. Kamash, well, it's not true. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, okay, that was basically the really hard Gemara. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brej Rav Yeshua, Iklu Lehintzivu, they went to this town of Intzivu, last Brej Rav Idi Bar Oven, to Idi Bar Oven's town. Boy Mine, Huzaru Kesheris Linasi Lepsulin Alo. Can a kosher marry a pasul? In other words, can a kohenes marry a chalal? That's our question. Can a kohenes marry a chalal? What's the story with that? So, or not. Amalur of Papa, Tinisua. We learned the Mishnah in Kedushin that says like this. There are 10 categories of people that came back from Bavel that are considered the 10 yuchsin. Yuchsin means they have yichus. Asari yuchsin alumi Bavel. 10 categories. Who are the 10 categories? Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. I'm not exactly sure what this means because we're going to list people now that have no yichus. I'm not sure, but Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, that we know. Chalalim, those are pasal Kahanim. Gerim, that is the ger of yichus. I don't know what that means. Harurim, those are freed slaves. That is the status now of a Jew. Mamzerim, a mamzer. Nesinim, those are those, right, the givonim. Shtuki, and asufi. One means, a shtuki means that when the boy says, who's my daddy, we say, shtok, be quiet. Right, who's my father, be quiet. And a Sufi means you find the kid in the street. Right, the mother left the baby by the firehouse.
Not talking necessarily about you, because we know where these people came out.
But we don't know where these people get. So
it's just a class.
Right. So one of the differences between a shtuki and a sufi is a shtuki knows who his mother is.
Doesn't know who his father is,
and a sufi doesn't know anything.
He's an orphan.
Doesn't know his mother or the father. Okay.
That's why.
Not an orphan. No, he has a parent, right. But they didn't want to, they left him at the firehouse
right.
on Christmas Eve, right?
Right, yes.
They don't have to deal with him, right?
Or was a mentor.
Yeah. So that's what it is. We don't know where this kid came from. As opposed to a shtuki, where you know who the mother is.
Right.
Okay.
But it's not useless. It's just these are the classifications of people that came from both.
Right. Okay, fine. So now we're going to analyze this. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Kahanam Leviim Yisraelim Mutarim Lavo Zebazeh. Kahanam and Levim Yisraelim can marry each other. Never heard yet. A Kohen says, I don't want my kid marrying a Levi. Never heard such a thing yet. You heard such a thing?
It probably happened.
I'm sure it happened. You never. Exactly. Exactly. No, so that's okay. Everyone knows that. They marry each other. Now, Levim Yisraelim, a Levi in Yisrael, can marry Chalalim. Another one with a halal for a Levi or Yisrael to marry such a person. Person's a totally Jewish person. Okay, so he can't work at the Beit HaMikdash. That doesn't stop them from getting married. Gerim can marry also. A Geri can allowed to marry. A Jew's allowed to marry a Ger. Only a Kohen's not. Charurim, a freed slave, is like a Ger. You're allowed to marry him also. Mutar Lavo Zebazeh. All those people can marry each other. Right?
I don't say one thing.
Yeah.
They went up to Babel. When were they freed? I don't get it. They had slaves in Babel that they freed and came back to Israel?
Yeah, we have in the Gemara, people had slaves, right? Rabbi Gamliel had a slave.
Tevye.
Right. So what does that mean? That means an Eved Kenani.
In Babel.
No, what? When they came, yeah, maybe in Babel. Maybe in Babel.
Yes, yes.
And yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they came to Eved Kenani in Babel, huh?
What? No, they came from Canaan.
They came up, they went out to exile with them, and then they...
Yeah.
Back.
Now, Geri... Gerim, Charuri, and freed slaves, Mamzeri, Nesine, Shtuki, Vasufi, Mutav, and Labo Zebazeh. They can all marry each other. Right? The Gerim are in both categories. They can marry a full fledged Jew, and they can also marry a Mamzer. Right? They can marry a Mamzer if they want. Now, I don't know what happens if a Gerim marries a Mamzer. What is that child? Is the child a Mamzer? Probably.
Yeah.
But they're allowed to marry them, as opposed to a Jew who's not allowed to marry that. It's an Isser. Anyway, the Ilu, Kohenes, L'chalal, lo katani. It doesn't say one word here about a Kohenes marrying a Chalal. So what do you see? They're not allowed to. Right? So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravuna Bredu of Yeshua, Kol Hecha Dahani Nesivi Mahani, Vahani Nesivi Mahani Katani. No. The reason why that's not in this Mishnah is because this Mishnah is only talking about marriages that are two-way streets. In other words, a kohenes, a mamzer can marry a ger, and a gioris can marry a mamzer, and a mamzeris can marry a ger, and it goes back and forth. Here, kohen, but here by a kohanim, kivan de ilu boy leminzav chalala asirile, if a kohen wants to marry a chalala, he's not allowed to. Lo katani. We didn't mention the reverse case. The reverse case is the Kohenes marrying a Chalal. Our premise is that's allowed. That's why it's not mentioned. Also, the Kamedr of Edi, Bar Avin, Amalahu, Darzki, children, don't you know? Hachi Amar, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Lo Uzeru, Kasher Uzeru, Nasa Lepsilim. It's not Uzer. It's not a problem. For a female Kohen to marry a Chalal is not a problem. I think so. Okay? Good? That means that if a Gerusha marries a Kohen, right? If a Gerusha marries a Kohen and they have a son, a daughter of a Kohen can marry him.
That's
a Chalal. He's a Chalal. He's born of a Kohanic Isser union, right? I know somebody in Flatbush who's a divorced woman who married a Kohen and they have five children. It happens.
They don't do those kids.
I don't know. They claim that Rav Moshe. It's a whole long story there. But what? And they're from people. I mean, they're from. They go to shul. They're from people.
They're not called up for going.
I don't know.
What if
Now those girls, now those kids. So then they have to make a distinction between those kids. So the girl, the boys can marry anyone they want. What about the girls? So officially, they shouldn't marry a Kohen. Right?
What do you mean they should marry Kohen?
They should not, I said. They should not. Kohen should not marry them. Why? Because they're chalalas.
We just said...
They're born from an improper union. Right? Kohen's not allowed to marry a Gerusha.
Forever they become... They stay chalalas?
I don't know what... The grandchildren? I don't know.
So how did it...
Yes. The answer is yes. They're chalal forever. You can't get out of that.
How did the Rav...
It's a whole long story. Something she, I don't know. It's a whole long story there.
No.
But it does happen. It does happen. It does happen.
Where? Just what if a regular Kohen marries an Almana? That is allowed to do.
Yeah.
And then
he becomes the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
We had that Gemara. The Gemara said it's okay. You can stay married.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened here in Flatbush.
No.
Nobody.
Not yet.
Well, remember, I was in Flatbush.
Next. Shneos midivrei sofrim. Then we said it's possible to have a situation where you're a shnia. What's a shnia? A grandmother, right? So it could be that Reuven is not allowed to marry this person, but Shimon is. It's also to Reuven and it's mutter to Shimon. How could that be? They have different mothers, so this is a grandmother to Reuven. It's not a grandmother to Shimon. It's not his grandmother. He's allowed to marry that woman. Or you can have vice versa. Or you could have the Yavam is not allowed to marry this woman, but the husband was allowed to marry. Right? Husband's married to some woman. He dies without children. The brother can't do Yibam. Why not? Because it's his grandmother. Then you could have a situation where they're both usher, like it's the grandmother from both sides, a normal case. And then you could have a situation where they're both mutter, the woman off the street. So, now we said by Shnia it was a little different. Why? Because we said by Shnia, what did we say by Shnia? Shnia midivrei sofrim. Right?
Yes.
Oh, here it is. Shnia midivrei sofrim, that we said that there's no ksuva. The woman doesn't get it. She doesn't get a ksuva. Whereas, if it was an isser marriage, there would be a ksuva. We said it yesterday.
You didn't explain it.
Now we're going to explain it. So, by b'nei beiri merav sheshes, shniel abal v'lo shniel liyavam. You hear this? Shniel abal, it's a shniel to the husband. The husband should never have married this woman. But the yavam, the brother, could marry this woman. So what happened? We know, we learned before, that when the Reuven and Shimon, right? Reuven's married to the woman. And Reuven dies without children, Shimon marries her. Whose ksuva does this woman get? The answer is, we said, Reuven's. What if it doesn't have? Then Shimon's. That's what we learned. Here, in this case, it's a shnia. So now Reuven doesn't get the... She doesn't get Reuven's ksuva. So does she get Shimon's ksuva? In this case? Why doesn't the woman get Reuven's ksuva? Because she's a shnia to him. So what about the second case? Right? So what about the brother? That's the Gemara's question. Boy minei. Rav b'nei beri mer sheshes. Shnia labal. She's a shnia to the husband, but v'lo shnia liyavam. But she's not a shnia to the yavam. Yesh la ksuva miyavam olo. Is there a ksuva from the yavam or not? So, kivan da amar mar ksuvasa al nichse baila rishon. Since we already learned once that the ksuva goes to from the first husband, the first husband's estate that's going to pay this wife. Why? Because she's a yavama. So then Leslie, then why should the second brother have to give a ksuva? O Dilma or no, kivon de ilu lesle merishon. Let's say the first one didn't have. Never had. It was a pauper. Takinu le ribanon misheni. The rabbanon made a rule in a normal case of Yavam, that if the first husband didn't have, the brother's ksuva would pay her. Isle. So he should give her. Amalu Rav Sheshes Tinisua. We learned this already. Ksuvasa al nechse baila rishon. The ksuva goes from the first husband. The imhaisa shnia labal, and if the first husband is a shnia, then afilu miyavam ein la. Then even from the yavam, there's no ksuva, right? So you see, there's no ksuva, but you do see one thing: michlal deika deisle miyavam. But one second. But when would that implies from even that case there's no ksuva from the yavam, but it implies. That there is a case where there would be a ksuva from the yavam. When's that? So Gemara says chesuri mechsera. It's missing words. Vachi ketani. Ksuva asal nechse baal rishon. The ksuva is normally from the first husband. Vi lesle me rishon tekidu l'mesheni. And if there's no first husband, and if there's no money there, the first husband didn't have any, then taka the ksuva will go from the second husband. Vi haisa shnia labal. And if the first husband is a shnia, then afilu mi avim lein la. Then there's no ksuva at all. Okay? That answers that. Now we're going to get to our issue. Boy minei Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan.
Irrespective of what the relationship is to Yavam, there's no it was a shniyah to the original Baal, then there's no
then the Yavam's off the hook. He can do Yibum, doesn't have to give her a nickel. Boy minei Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan. Amana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hediot, yesh l'mezonos o ein l'mezonos. Does he have to support this woman? The kohen gadol married an almana. Now, normally, one of the conditions of marriage is, man, I want to hear this, you have to support your wife. You have to make sure she has fed. She can't go hungry. It's one of the rules of being married. One of the requirements of being married. One of the perks of being married.
Can't starve them to death.
So, exactly. So, what about an Isser marriage? Do you have to support her? So, the Gemara says, one second, hey, chidami, ilay b'diyas v'tusei, if he's home... If he's home, sitting at home, ba'amud v'hotzi kai. All we do every day is get them to get divorced. Every day the bezin drives them crazy to get divorced. Well, become his onus, it's like, we have to give him his onus also. That goes against getting them divorced. It's the opposite emotions. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzvicha, shahal achul medina sayam. He's not here. He went away for a year. So for a year anyway, he can't get divorced. He's not giving her a get. He's on a business trip. He's coming back in a year. So now, during this year, what's she supposed to do? Now, the Gemara says, what does it mean, v'lovsa? What does that word mean?
She borrows,
v'achla. Okay, that's what it means, v'lovsa, she borrows. She borrows, v'achla. So she keeps on eating. What's she supposed to do? So she has her husband's ATM card. So she's going to eat. Right? She's a normal person. She's not going to be spending crazy things to eat, like a normal person. Mai, what's the story? So on the one hand, you understand what's going on here? If he's home, the answer is no. The Bezdin will take away that ATM card. Why? Because they want him to get divorced. It's an Isser. The problem is he's not here. So she should starve to death.
Because he's not here, we have no way of reaching him.
Exactly, we have no way of reaching him. We can't get him to give her a get. So you have to wait till he comes back. So in the meantime, what's she supposed to do? Starve? So, Mizone Tanai Ksuva Ninu. Since there's a Tanai Ksuva, part of the Ksuva. Now, by the way, Midisle Ksuva, this marriage, he will pay a Ksuva. Mid isle ksuva isle mizoni. When you pay a ksuva, you have to pay for the book. Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Ksuva dila mishkal umepik isle. A ksuva which can come and go, then therefore we let her have it. She's going to get a ksuva. However, mizoni, but one second, being supported, what Dilma, the ikav gabe, she doesn't want this to end. Yes, an aveira. But what happens is, as long as he's away on the business trip, she has what to eat. The minute he comes back and Bezin forces her to get a ksuva, to get a get, she's going to be out on the street. So she tells her husband, stay there on that trip. Stay for 10 years. I have what to eat. So to make an incentive to get them really to get divorced, Leslie, don't let her have. The ksuva is a one-shot deal. I'd say she gets the check.
Do that or not do that.
I know, but by making her not have any food, yeah, you're going to speed up the process.
For who? She has no choice.
What? Maybe he'll...
How can she force him?
It doesn't force him at all.
You never know. Maybe he has rachmanis, he'll come back and give her a get. So, but I hear what you're saying.
I
hear what you're saying. The point is, it makes the situation much more uncomfortable. That's the goal here. So, Amale, Leslie, she doesn't get... I have a Tanya Yeshla, but this Brian says she does get food. No, Ki Tanya Hi La'achar Mitha. That's if he died. So if he died, now she gets half of his estate. Anyway, it's not Vera now, he's dead. Is the Amar. Others say like this.
So if she borrows money for food, and obviously she doesn't have her own money. When the husband comes back, does he have to, who's the Christ to pay it back?
I think that's the question. That's the question, right? Does she have to pay it back?
Yeah.
Right. So if we say she has to pay it back, she'll get him on the phone. Get over here.
Somebody has
right?
to
get over here and give me that get.
And somebody has to pay it back. We don't know who has to pay it back.
Well, no, either she has to pay it back or it's the husband has to swallow it.
Right.
So she'll, if you know she's getting a bill every month, she'll, like you said, she'll get over here. The rabbis are making it very uncomfortable for me. Right? They're going to make me pay you back all this money. All I'm doing is eating.
I think this is just another case where the woman gets dumped on.
No, not at all.
It is. She
has no cards.
Exactly.
If the other says it's Amale, Tanya Yeshla. That other said, yes, she does. So, ha, but Amal Vahote Kai. What? She gets food when the husband's home? No. Ella, Hatanya Yeshla. A Bryce says she does. Yeah, Ki Tanya Hadahi Lachamisa. That's only after he died. But if he's still alive, she does not. She has to owe that money. So that's a very big incentive for her to get him to come back and give her the get. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we learned, Almana LeKohen Gadol, Kerusha V'Chalutu LeKohen Hedyot.
It's amazing that under normal circumstances, it would be a mitzvah to give this woman food.
Right.
Right? And all of a sudden, we're making...
So that's what happened. They do an Aveira.
Yeah.
Right? Now, in these marriages, it's an Almana to a Kohen Gadol, a Kerusha to a Kohen Hedyot. It's a total Isser marriage. So the halacha is... Yesh la ksuva. She gets a ksuva. Believe it or not, she gets a ksuva. Why did she get a ksuva? Why should she get rewarded for getting into a bad marriage? We'll see in a minute. Also, yesh la ksuva. Also, peiros. Right? Normally, a husband is allowed to eat. The husband is allowed to eat from her nichse malug and not have to pay her. It's a perk of being married. She's a very wealthy woman. She has a big estate. She owns hotels and she owns casinos and he's getting all that profit. Here, he has to pay it all back. He has to pay it all back. Says Rashi, Afal pi she'achal asa peiros, even though he's eating peiros, kivon shelo kadin achlon, even though this was not kadin, sharei lo hayalo bani sumi olam, he never should have married her. Why? Because he's a Kohen and she's a Gerusha. Masha hotzi hotzi. It's a Gemara like that. He gets to keep it. Hacha kansinanle. Here we give him a knas. Why? The Meshalim afilu masha achal tve shum argila la vera. We're going to see that phrase in Amud Beis. So what's the halacha? In this case, Mati, the husband is totally, totally at a disadvantage. He didn't... Huh?
Masha help.
He has to pay every penny he eats. He's got to pay her for it. No husband doesn't have to do that.
Oh, because he has to
pay the ksuva. He has to pay, and he has to pay nichse malug, and mizonos, and he has to support her, and belows, and he has to pay for her worn out clothes. And by the way, v'hi psula, he's also to her vlad the puzzle. The kid's a puzzle. Those kids are chalals, right? V'kofen oso lo tzia.
And it was, just 2 minutes ago, we said if she borrows the money, she doesn't have to pay back.
Said there's no mizonos.
So this is a different brisa.
Different brisa.
Now shnios midivrei. One second. Shnios midivrei sofrim. Ain lo ksuva. No ksuva. Lo peiros. No peiros. Lo mizonos. No support. Lo belos. No nothing. Much worse situation on a darabanan. Right? By the way, the hikshera, she's still kasher. After this marriage is over, she can marry a Kohen Gadol. Not a Kohen Gadol, she can marry a Kohen. She's not puzzled. And Vlad is kasher. And the Vlad is a kasher. But by the way, the kofano solo tzio. We're going to still force them to get divorced. So now, Amar Bashurim Belazar, if they might Amar Almana Kohen Gadol Yesh Laksuva, how come by Almana by a Kohen Gadol has a Ksuva? Why? On a Doraisa improper marriage, the Yes Ksuva, and a Darabanan improper marriage, no Ksuva, why? Here's the answer. Because Bibnei Shahu Pasal Vihi Psula. Because everyone's puzzle here. Vikal Makom Shahu Pasal Vihi Psula. And whenever they're puzzle here, Konso Oso Ksuva. We make a knath on the Ksuva. Why? Says Rashi on top. Klomar. One minute. One more line. We're back to the Gemara. Ubnema Omru Shnios Medivre Sofrim Engla Ksuva. And how come a Shnia there is no Ksuva? Why is that? Because everyone's kasher. We don't allow a ksuva to be paid. Why not? says Rashi on top as follows. Klomar. Lo kansuha mishar kol nashim. If the marriage is a doraisa improper, she's not punished, and she's just like every other. She gets a ksuva, everything she gets. Why? Behind the kansuha rabbanan, and when did the rabbanan yes can to her l'shnia, but if it's a shnia ksuva kidei shalotis akiv etzlahu. We don't want them staying married. So what we do is the default is a woman gets a ksuva. So an almana is married to a kohen gadol, let her get a ksuva. Here, why, says Rashi, the kivan de lo tehavila ksuva minei, shavkale v'nafka. Because when she doesn't get a ksuva, and she doesn't get food, and she doesn't get anything, she's going to want to get out of this marriage. She's going to want to leave. Who wants to be married in a crazy marriage like this? She can't have food. Avahacha, but in the case of the Isser Doraisa marriage, right? Lo tzarich. You don't have to make all these restrictions. Let her have a ksuva. Let her have what to eat. Anyway, the marriage is going to fall apart. Why? The memela shafgalei. Anyway, the memela, it's going to happen, it's going to fall apart. Why? The kivan the who pasal al yada. She became pasal now. Both of them. Yesh katata b'neihem. Did a lot of fighting. That's not a good shalom bayis situation. Every time he looks at her, you know, because I married you, I can't. My kids now can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. You no good. The marriage is going to fall apart anyway. So let her have a ksuva. That's the default. Default is a woman gets a ksuva. V'chein, k'shehi nifsel es al yado. And same thing with her. They're both puzzle. What kind of marriage is that? They're both puzzle. The kids are puzzle. That itself is a very bad situation.
You're taking your hand on her.
What? No, it's both of them.
No, you're taking your hand on her.
Because there's no... It's not true. It's not true. Imagine the husband. It's not true. The husband's like, look at this. I married this... I'm on the coin gottle. I married this almana. She convinced me to marry her. Right? She talked me into it. Now look at this. I have to give her ksuva. I treat her like a queen. And look at this. My kid's not our puzzle.
She convinced me to marry
her. Yeah. It takes two to tango, right? So it's just
you know, it's a joker, it's right. It's
just as an imposition on him. Now look at this. My kids are ruined. It's all her fault that I have to give her. Like she's like a queen, like every other girl. It's ridiculous. You know what? I'm divorcing her immediately. And the other side, but when it's a shnia, there's no incentive to get divorced. The kids are fine. They're fine. So the rabbanan said, you know what? No ksuva. Let her drive him crazy. To get out of this.
Yeah, but it's up to him. It's not up to her.
What?
It's up to him.
Yeah, you. Yes.
He can want to get out, but if the guys want to give a get, then they're stuck. She's stuck there.
What?
It's not up to her.
It's never up to a woman.
Right. Exactly.
However, you're making it very uncomfortable for her. She's not getting food. She doesn't have to get supported. Right. It's a very uncomfortable situation. Normal men
so
don't
leave. We'll go back. But he said, I don't care.
Okay, so that's normal. That's not going to happen, right? I'll give her a get. There's an incentive now that she should want to get very badly. In the other case, in the case of the Daraisa case, the marriage anyway is going to crumble. Why? Because look at this. Everyone's ruined, and he's got to support her. Like, she's some Esther Amalka.
In the case of Shini, you're not making it bad for him. You're only making it bad for her.
What?
Only making it bad for her.
You're making it bad for him by having to pay all this money.
What money?
The ksuva and the support.
No, she needs no ksuva.
What?
There's no ksuva.
Right, you're making it bad for her, exactly.
Right.
What else can we do?
Right, but so you're punishing her.
Because there's no. So the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara is going to blame the wife for the marriages in a minute. That's why you're making it bad on her.
Well, why not?
Right? That's why. Now, here we go. Here. Rebbe Omer, a different vart. A different answer. Halalu divrei Torah. The Torah marriages are Torah marriages. The Divrei Torah ain't Smichin Chizik. We have a rule like that. We don't have to do anything to strengthen a Torah issue, right? But Halalo Divrei Sofrim. The other ones are the Rabbanans. The Divrei Sofrim Smichin Chizik. Those require Chizik. Okay. In other words, we never have to do anything to get people to want to shake a lulav. The Raisa, everybody wants to do that. When it comes to the Rabbanans, they have to do incentives and tricks. And why? Because no one treats them the same. Right? Well, sometimes with Machmer and Hilchah Shabbos and the Rabbanans, more even than the Raisa. Why? Because everyone laughs at it. Ah, the rabbis, same thing over here. That's a second answer. Davar Acher. Now it's a machlokas if this is a third answer or explaining the first two answers. Davar Acher. Zehu Margila. Vizuhi margila so. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Zehi margila. Amana lekohen gadol. Gerusha v'chalutu lekohen hedyot. Hu margila umasita minasebo. He's the one that wanted this marriage. However, vizu shnia, but the shnia, the kivan delo ihi mifsale, since she doesn't become ruined, vilav zara mifsal, nor her children also not become ruined, velo masada midi bibiaso, and nothing, there's no downside here. He margilaso, she pushed this marriage, sha'isha rotza linasa yose mino ish, because a woman wants to be married more than a man. So when you weigh, what's the upside? Is they get married? What's the downside? There really isn't a downside. My kids are good. I'm good. Let's do it. Is there a button? Right. And so not so afraid of that. But when it's a Daraisa problem, the Gemara assumes it's his problem.
Why is that? I don't get that.
That's what the Gemara assumes. Because it's a I don't know. That's what the Gemara assumes. Now, this third answer, is that really a third answer, or it's the same as the first answer? The first answer was, what was the first answer? The first answer was the exact same thing, really. Right? First answer was the same thing. That's how the Gemara says, Davar Acher, Man Katanila. Who said this third answer? Ikita Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar Katanila. Uma Tam Kamar. It was just explaining the first answer. Ma Tam Amru Hu Pasol Vihi Psula. Kansu Oso Ksuva. How come when they're both Pasol? Right? Then we make them pay the ksuva. We make him pay the ksuva. We make shehu margila because we assume it was his urging to get this marriage to happen. Umatam hu kosher v'hi ksheira kansu osa ksuva. And how come when the marriage is kosher and everyone's not the marriage isn't kosher, but everyone remains kosher like by a shnia? All of a sudden, she gets whopped. She gets walloped. Not that ksuva. Why? Hu kasher v'hikshera kansu osa ksuva. We count to her. She doesn't get a ksuva. B'nei shohi margilaso, because we assume that she pushed this marriage. Okay. Huh? Now ikad amri ikad amar Rebbe katani la. Others say that Rebbe taught it as a third case. The chalutza kakashale, and the chalutza was the problem. Why? Because we threw in there a chalutza as a doraisa marriage. And a kohen marrying a chalutza is not a doraisa. Many times we say, it's true, but we threw it in anyway. They go together. But now the Gemara doesn't say that. So there's one second. We said, if a kohen marries a lamana, a doraisa. A kohen hedyo marries a gerusha, a doraisa. A kohen hedyo marries a chalutza, a doraisa. It's not a doraisa. So for a chalutza, derabanan, it's like ksuva. There should be a ksuva. It's only derabanan. Hada'amar, no. Kevin the pasul la midrabanan zumargila zumargila. So, right? Then we said, no, it's not the no. It's because she pushed the marriage. We assume that when the children will remain kosher, she pushed that marriage. She convinced him to marry her. Therefore, it's her fault. Therefore, she loses the ksuva. It's derabanan. It's not called a shnia. It's derabanan. In the Torah, Kohen's allowed to marry a chalutza.
And the kids are what? Chalom midrabanan?
Yeah, midrabanan, exactly. Now, my ikka ben Reb Shimon ben Elazar, ben Rebbe Reb Shimon ben Elazar, what's the difference between these two opinions? Whether it's a separate issue or it's because of Divrei Torah, Amar Chissa, Mamzeres v'nesina liYisrael ikka benayu. What about a Mamzeres or a Nasin marrying a Yisrael, which is mutter, which is not mutter? Manda amar daraisa, hanami daraisa. So it doesn't require a chizak. But I'm not going to do anything about that. Manda amar neshu margila, hahi margila le. But if you hold the issue is who pushed the marriage, the answer is she pushed the marriage. Why did she push the marriage? So Rashi explains, even though she's a mamzeres and she married Israel, there's a way out for the children. How's that? Well, we learned this. Let them be sold as avadim. Then they'll marry a shivcha, and then the children from that marriage will be avadim, and then when they're freed, they're good, nice, good Jews. Even though it's a very far-fetched thing, it's still in the back of her head. You know how women, they can rationalize anything. So in the back of their head, oh, I'll marry this guy. My children are going to be mamzerim. Yeah, but not my grandchildren. Right? Ulur Belazar, Dharma Hareza, Everu Mamzer. But according to Belazar, who said that there's no out like that. Ha lo margila le velo midi. Then you're right, then she will never do it. So that's not a difference between the two opinions. Ella Amar of Yosef Machzer Gerusha Mishanis Hesek Benayu. The difference is a guy remarries his Gerusha, which is something he's not allowed to do. Manda Amar Daraisa Hanami Daraisa. That's a Daraisa. Umanda Amar Meshahu Margila Hahi Margilale. She's very free. She's been married for 30 years to this guy. So she'll take him back. I said, I know all his flaws. I don't mind. I thought it over. It's fine. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that'll produce a mamzer. That she doesn't want to do. That she's not going to do. To do a small affair like that, what does she care? She married him for 30 years. She'll take him back. But what if they have kids? Those kids, according to Rabbi Akiva, will be mamzerim. Halo margile v'lomidi. She's not going to go near this guy. That can't be a distinction between the two of them. El Amr of Papa Ba'ola L'Kohen Gadol Ika Benayu, where a Kohen Gadol marries a Basula.
Isn't it easy to say just because Rabbi Akiva is a minority opinion?
No.
Instead of saying...
So that's another minority opinion. Manda Amar Daraisa and Amar Daraisa. If you hold that's a Daraisa, that's a Daraisa. But Manda Amar Mevnei Shehu Margila Ha Hi Margila Le. She's Margila to him. Why? Why is she Margila to him? What's this case? I'm sorry, a Ba'ula. A Ba'ula is, she's, in other words, a Kohen Gadol married a Ba'ula. She wasn't a Basula. So if you hold this the Daraisa marriage, the Daraisa problem, it's a Daraisa. But here, what's the issue? What's the issue? That she becomes a Zona? She's already a Zona. Because she was a Ba'ula. So what's the difference? Nothing changed in her life. Ulav Yosef ben Yaakov the Amar Yesh Chol B'Chai V'Asei, and it's only an Isra Asei. So therefore the children will not become Chalol. So she has no downside. But Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov holds, you can have a Mamzer from a Chol from B'Chai V'Asei, Ha Lo Margal Alev Lo Miti. She won't do it. So that's not a distinction. We'll get to the Mishnah one more minute. El Amar V'Ashi Machzer Suffik Sota Ike B'Nayu. He took back his Suffik Sota. Maybe she was a Sota. So man da amar daraisa and amar daraisa. If it's a daraisa, that's a daraisa. Man da amar meishu magila, hahi magile. They were married for such a long time. Even on the way, a husband's taking his wife to the base of Hamikdash to make her drink Sota water. And on the way, he has relations with his wife, which you're not allowed to do. Asa zona, he makes her into a zona. So then halo magile v'lomidi. Then that's not a case. She's not going to do that. What's the answer? Sota vadai ike benayu. A sota vadai. What does a sota vadai mean? Two edim saw she was mezana. So, okay. And now what? Now he wants to stay married to her. If you hold this as a daraisa, he'll never do it. But if you hold this as a derabanan, right? But if you hold this as a derabanan, she'll stay married. Why? Because she's already a zona. She already violated everything, so she might as well stay. That's the difference between the two of them. All right. Does she have a ksuv in that case or not? All right. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody, have a very good day.
I don't care what a sota is. I don't care. That's not a sota.